This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد قال رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام أكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, increase the remembrance of the destroyer of pleasures. And he meant by that عليه الصلاة والسلام death, meaning remember death often. And another hadith, someone asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, من أفضل الناس؟ قال أحسنهم أخلاقا. قال من أكيس الناس؟ قال أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأحسنهم استعدادا لما بعده أولئك الأكياس. Someone once asked the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, O Prophet of Allah, who are the best of people? That is a question that all of us should be interested in. Who are the best of people? Because if you know who they are, you could be one of them. Who are the best of people? He said, those with the best character. The Sahabi continued, radiyallahu anhu. He says, who are the wisest? Who are the smartest? Al-kayyis. He said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ, those who remember death the most and prepare best for it and what comes after it, those are the wise, those are the smart ones. And that tells you that the opposite is true, that those who do not remember death should be counted among the foolish, the dumb, the idiots of this world. And you may say to yourself, the first and the second hadith, why is it that we need to continue to remember death, and why is it that its remembrance makes us wise and smart and the lack of that remembrance makes us stupid? It is because of our nature and the nature of this world itself. We are people who are very forgetful, and we are people who are securely attached to the pleasures of this life to the extent that we forget about everything else. And we live in a state that is hard to escape, and that is the state of ghafla, inattentiveness, lack of attention to what benefits us, but attention to what harms us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this. He said, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم. He said سبحانه وتعالى, people's judgment, the day of reckoning is coming close to everyone, to people, but they are inattentive, turning away from that news. Whatever news comes to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they listen to it, they listen to it with playing bodies and distracted hearts. Meaning it does not affect them, it does not penetrate them, it does not change them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitabi wa qur'anin mubeen. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهُمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alif Lam Ra, these are the ayahs of the book, a Quran that clarifies all. There's gonna come a time when the disbelievers will wish that they were Muslims. But for now, let them eat and let them have fun and let them be distracted by false hope. They shall come to know. Notice what he said here, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are they interested in? And what do they turn away from? He said, there's going to come a time where the disbelievers would wish that they were Muslims. And that is either the time of death or on the day of judgment. But for now, do they listen? For now, do they heed? No, they don't. So for now, let them. What do they want to do? They just want to eat. And they just simply want to have fun. And they think that they're going to be living for a very long time. But they shall come to know that this is not true. And there is nothing wrong with eating, and there is nothing wrong with having fun, but when it dominates your life until you forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the ghafla that we are talking about, and that is very hard to escape. So he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, remember death so that you could escape it. And when you remember death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you plenty of benefits. First of all, if you're encountering difficulty, it will diminish because you know it has an end. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, فإنه ما ذكره أحد في ضيق من العيش إلا وسعها. If anyone remembers death while experiencing difficulty, it will bring ease to that person. If you're having pain, difficulty right now, and you remember death, your pain will diminish and your tragedy will decline because you know it's going to end and it is cannot be compared to the tragedy and difficulty of death. So it will diminish, it will go away, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. What death also does when we remember it is that it decreases our attachment to the dunya. You're not gonna cling on to something that you know is gonna leave you and you're gonna leave. So greed and envy will diminish and the dunya will not devour you because you know that no matter how much money I collect, no matter my reputation, no matter the power and the prestige and the honors that I collect, none of these things will follow me into the grave. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةً فَيَعُودُ إِثْنَانٌ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. It says three things will follow the deceased to the grave. His family will follow, his money will follow, and his deeds will follow. But his family will go back, and his money will go back, and the only thing that will stay with him are his deeds. That's the only thing that enters the grave with you, that the only thing that gives you, may keep you company in the grave. No one and nothing else will be with you except what you have done. So consider what you have done for that time. Subhanallah, they say that annasu niyamun fa idha matu intabahu. It says people are fast asleep, but when they die, they wake up. Look at us. We're fast asleep. It doesn't matter how many reminders we hear. It's like we are so asleep. People shake us to wake up and we refuse. They keep shaking us to wake up and we refuse until the moment of death arrives. Until the moment of death arrives. لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. It says you're not paying attention to this. You were not paying attention to this. But today we lift the veil and now you can see with clarity. We blinded ourselves with this dunya and blinded ourselves with the fact that, hey, I'm going to live for a long time. Don't let me hear about death. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. Even though you were trying to run away from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, the agony, the difficulty of death had brought the truth to you. This is the thing that you're trying to escape. You're trying to run away from it all your life. But there's no running away from it. And so the wisest and the best will not run away from remembering death, but to try to remember it more often, because it will fix their life. In fact, you are not really living until you remember death. You're not really living a life that Allah is happy with until you incorporate that death into your plan. And then you could live a life that Allah is pleased with. You'll rely on Him, not on yourself. You'll prepare for that time when you die, not a dunya that you're going to leave. You're not going to sin because you know that you're going to see the consequence of that sin. Allah will open your heart because of it. And the dunya will have less power over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا تَعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. It says, consider if we let them enjoy for years, and then what we promised them came to them, which is Allah's punishment or their end. What did all these years benefit them? All these years of fun and enjoyment, what benefit did it bring to them? Ask yourself, and you don't have to be an older man or woman to understand this. If you're in your 20s, ask yourself, how fast did your teen years pass? What did they look like? What memory do you have of them? Does it seem that you've lived for an entire decade? Does it seem that you've lived 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years? What does that seem like to you? Does it seem like decades? Or does it seem like a week? Or a day, or an hour? On the day of judgment, we'll confess we've lived what? A day or part of a day. Or we lived an hour in a day. This is this whole life. So let us remember the inevitable end to it. And that will reform how we are living today. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, once Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a grave, and he said, "Man sahibu hadha al-qabr? Who's buried here?" They said, "So and so, ya Rasulullah." He said, "Rak'atani mimma tahtaqiruna yanfiluhuma yaziduhuma ila 'amalihi ahabbu ilayhi min baqiyati dunyakum." He turned to them and he said, two rak'ahs, voluntary, of the kind that is light, that you consider insignificant, he could add to his deeds, is more beloved to him than the rest of this world. Consider those two rak'ahs that you pray quickly, and they are legitimate, but quickly, fast, light, you consider them to be what? Insignificant in your eyes. He said, that is more beloved to this deceased than the rest of your dunya, meaning all of it till the day of judgment. He does not want any of that because he knows the real value of it. But two rak'ahs that you quickly pray right after Jum'ah, before Dhuhr, after Dhuhr, at night, quickly, he says that is more precious than the dunya. And you think about it, what is precious really to us now? The dollar is precious. Food is precious, travel is precious, shopping is precious, fame is precious, Living an extra day is precious, but not obeying Allah, not two rak'ahs, not an ayah from the Quran. So the death and remembering it will reorganize your priorities so that what you consider to be precious is what Allah considers to be precious, not the people of the dunya. And do not let them deceive you, because the heart is susceptible to deception. You may ask, how do I remember death as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recommended? He said, زُورُ الْقُبُورَ فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, visit the graves, because they remind you of the hereafter. So this is something that you want to keep in mind, to keep remembering our end. Visit the graves. Pray the janazah. Make dua for the deceased from a sincere heart, an attentive heart that knows that today it is him or her. Tomorrow it's going to be me. So imagine yourself in that coffin, in that casket, in that shroud, and say to yourself, what would I want to do before I am there? So praying janazah, following it, and visiting the graveyard. Also, reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as often as possible, because it keeps reminding you of the value of this life and in your end and the day of judgment. So if you read the book of Allah, you're not going to forget, but you need to heed what Allah is saying. Add to it also to actively read about death, to read about the hereafter, or attend classes, attend courses, or study circles that talk about this issue, so that we never forget, because we will forget, and we are living in a time that it is easy to be engrossed in the dunya and forget about Allah. So if you are actively trying this, and if you strive, Allah will remind you. But if you forget, you will be forgotten. And if you forget the akhirah, you're going to forget about this dunya as well. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, to make us of those who remember death often, and heed the warnings that we read in the Quran and the Sunnah, and heed the warnings that we see around us, and make us among the pious, not among the rebellious, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, open our hearts for Iman, and soften them so that they would accept your reminders, soften them so that they would flock to your book and to the Sunnah of your Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, fix our affairs for us. Ya Allah, reform our life for us. Ya Allah, fill our life with your love and love of your Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and love for the believers. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make us living among those who live as Muslims, who die as Muslims, and who are resurrected as Muslims. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to elevate us in rank in the hereafter. We ask you for Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah, we ask you for Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah, we ask you for Al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, protect us from hell. Ya Allah, protect us from hell. Ya Allah, protect us from hell. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة واعذنا من النار. اللهم نسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم نسألك اللهم الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.